Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Exurgat Deus et dissipentur inimici eius, et fugi anci oderunt eum a face eius. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let all those who hate him flee from before his face. So I kind of messed up yesterday, and I'd intended to actually record an episode that was supposed to actually drop yesterday. Unfortunately, got a little busy. I'm trying not to do that too terrible much. Especially with all of the things that have been transpiring early in this news week. By now, you may have heard a bunch of what I'm going to talk about. But the development, the breaking news, is that we are now months away from the chastisement. Not necessarily from a biblical standpoint. I'm not talking about anything that's in line with Catholic prophecy. I'm talking about what looks like is about to come upon the United States for its many, many transgressions. This is Caleb the Mechanic with Radio Free Catholic. Let's get started with a prayer. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Sancta Michael Arcangelo, defende nos in proelio. Contra nequitiam et insidias, diaboli est praesidium. Imperatili Deus supplices de precamor, tu que princeps militae calestis, satana maliosque spiritus malignosque ad perditionem animarum, pervegantur in mundo divina virtute, in infernum detrude. Amen. Cor Iesu sacratissimum miserere nobis, Mater dolorosa, ora pro nobis. Sancti Iosef, ora pro nobis. Beatus Carolus et Domo Austriae, ora pro nobis. Domine ostende facem tuum et salvi erimus, Ave Maria Purissima, Immaculata Conceptio est. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. It's not looking like a particularly busy news week. However, if you've been paying attention to some of the developments in the news, the State Department let slip that they're developing plans to sink the Russian fleet in the Black Sea because the Russian fleet in the Black Sea is currently blockading the ports in Ukraine. Which means, right now, Ukraine can't ship. They can't ship, they can't receive. That's kind of a big deal because Ukraine is the breadbasket of Europe and provides a lot of resources for the world at large, none the least of which is the United States. Given the current situation in Ukraine, between Ukraine and Russia, where they're sitting at right now, the supply chain disruptions and all of the other normal stuff was actually already looking at putting about 49 million people in 46 countries, or in 40-something countries, in a state of famine. With what's currently going on in Ukraine, this actually puts the entirety of the continent of Europe, 400 million people, at risk of famine. That's part one. Part two, State Department decided to come out and let slip that they are putting together plans to sink the fleet that is blockading the ports in the Black Sea. That fleet, of course, is a Russian fleet, and it is in response to what they already claim is an act of war, which is the blockade around the Ukrainian ports. Whether or not you actually think the blockade is in fact an act of war, the fact is that sinking those ships will be an act of war, and that will trigger greater conflict between the United States, NATO, and Russia. Simultaneously, the corps in chief, the self-excommunicated Catholic Joe Biden, let slip, not only, obviously, is it in his mind to depose Vladimir Putin, but it is also in his mind, apparently, to come out and overtly defend Taiwan in the case that China decides to invade, which it's looking like is coming closer and closer as time goes on. The Chinese housing market is in the process of collapsing. In fact, their whole economy is in the process of collapsing because, well, I mean, Shanghai has been shanghaied. 25 million people on lockdown. The most severe lockdowns anyone has ever seen. And quite honestly, probably the greatest horror that we've ever seen. Let me be blunt. With what they're doing to their own people in Shanghai, mind you, we're talking about 25 million people who just had their homes turned into a concentration camp. This is actually what we get for not doing anything about the Uyghurs, who numbered in the low millions, 5 million at the most, but typically right around 1 million by more conservative estimates. And we did nothing there. So there's really no reason why we should be surprised that 25 million people in Shanghai are on lockdown. Their homes literally turned into prisons, many of them starving. Most, in fact, it looks like, if the video footage is to be believed. So if they do, in fact, decide to invade Taiwan, Taiwan will, of course, resist. Japan will get involved. Australia has said they will get involved. I think it's pretty likely that they will. India has said that they will get involved. I'm less sanguine about them actually getting involved because they might actually look around and realize, hey, we probably shouldn't do this. But Joe Biden has definitely said that we will get involved, and given the very hawkish nature of the administration, despite all protestations to the contrary, every time they have to dial everything back, because, I mean, let's be real, Biden has a tendency to say the quiet part, the part you're not supposed to talk about, out loud. And there's no reason to doubt what he says, and every reason to doubt everything that the state says as a part of its propaganda effort. If those two things begin to come to pass, and I do believe that at least one of them is going to come to pass in the next few months, then we're going to see the dominoes fall and you will see a global conflict. Even if it isn't the entire world fighting against Russia and China, the fact is that Africa, in large part thanks to what's going on in Russia and Ukraine, is set to tear itself apart due to famine. Europe is going to be significantly less stable, and they will probably actually elect to try and go to war with the resources that they have. Whether or not they can win is immaterial at this point. And truth be told, whether or not we can win is immaterial at this point. It would appear that barring some kind of miraculous intervention, it would appear that we are now on a collision course for global conflict. It may not necessarily be, you know, world war as we've known it, but it is most definitely going to be the whole world at war. Add to that the increase in fuel prices at home, the disruptions in the supply chain, the millions of starving babies who have not been able to have formula because, well, there just is none to be had, the fact that the corps in chief is also doing everything that he can to cripple our energy industry and has actually explicitly come out and said that the transition is going to be painful, but he believes that we will be able to come out on the other side stronger. And the question is did you vote for that? Did you vote for a transfer from oil and gas, from petrol, to so-called sustainable energies, which are not sustainable and don't provide nearly enough energy? I've heard the comparison, the statistical comparison made, that if you took every single Tesla, every single electric car made, and took all of their batteries, and used those batteries to power the city of New York, it could power the city of New York for all of 45 minutes. And to be sure, lithium polymer batteries, LiPo batteries, the insanely wonderful battery technology that we have, is absolutely inoperable in sub-zero temperatures. In the next 5 to 10 years, automobiles will no longer be being produced. In point of fact, in the United States of America, if you look at the entire fleet of automobiles across the nation, it is now older than it has ever been since the invention of the automobile. And that is significant. Why is that? Because the reality is most people can't just afford to go out and buy new cars the way we used to. And so people aren't. Every time I think, in all honesty, and let me be blunt, I'm on board with this as well. Every time I think that I'm going to replace my car, I don't. Every time I consider trading it in and getting a new car, I don't. Because what I have is more than sufficient. Excellent fuel economy, decent amount of space, right amount of power, storage capacity, like all of the things that I need, it actually has. It's actually surplus in a couple of areas. The only thing that I'm trying to do is get a couple of older cars on the road. Older cars, significantly older cars. Before the advanced computers of even my car. As time goes by, though, I think that's actually not going to be, it's going to be largely immaterial. In addition to that, if you look at most of the major cities, the vast majority of major cities, have had an astronomical increase, a doubling in some cases, of their violent crime rate, murder, rape, etc. We've also had a dramatic increase of senseless crime. At the same time that the entire media was focused on the shooting in Buffalo, they ignored three other shootings. And they ignored those three other shootings principally because the shooter was not in line with the narrative the way the Buffalo shooter was. However, anyone who scratches even a little bit beneath the surface with the Buffalo shooter will find out he is not what they say he is. In fact, he is them. All of the things, all of the psychotic, incoherent ideas and ideologies that are promoted among the leftist cathedral in the West, he was on board with. He was a racist. He was an anti-Semite. He described himself as authoritarian. Of course, he's not a particularly bright young man, so he would have known that it was totalitarian if he'd have been exceptionally bright. But he described himself as authoritarian, sometimes as a fascist, sometimes as a Nazi. In that 800-page thing that they like to call as a manifesto. Add to that, the Democrat Party apparently has won some legal victories in their capacity to prevent opposition party candidates from holding office. Most notably, it looks like Madison Cawthorn and Marjorie Taylor Greene. However, litigation is currently in the process for 143 members of the House and Senate. They are trying to prevent 143 members of the House and Senate from being able to hold political office, from being able to actually tip the scales back in favor of the American people. Now, whether or not they would even be successful, even if they were elected, is actually largely immaterial, because what this is showing is the system is further breaking down. They will codify stolen election protocols as the way to go. How many people are going to be willing to sit by and watch as that continues to happen? How many people are even paying that close attention? Because the midterm elections are actually, by far, much more important to pay attention to than the presidential elections. And there will be plenty of shenanigans this year to make sure that free and fair elections, like we'd like to tout, are going to be a thing of the past. And with the Department of Homeland Security, even though they are not doing their disinformation governance board, they are still keeping an eye on parents who protest at schools. They still are keeping an eye on people who disagree with the impending status quo. Mind you, it is not the status quo yet, but we are getting there very rapidly.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And if they are successful in their litigation, at some point, the concept of peaceful divorce is going to arise, and let's be real, these demons will not allow you to live a life not chained to them. And that's the real reason why they're protesting the potential overturning of Roe versus Wade. It's not because they believe in freedom. They want to make sure that your state, you, your local government, cannot ban abortion. Such is the extent of a sacrament in which they are. And if even Bill Maher is noticing a psychotic trend, for example, the fact that generation after generation, starting with the silent generation and moving on to Generation Z, or the Gen Z, Zoomers, the incidence of LGBT self-identifying people doubles generation over generation. So the silent generation, it was less than 1%. The boomers, something like 2 to 3%. Or actually 2 to 4, somewhere right around 3, I think it's almost 4%. You get to Gen X, it doubles again. You get to the millennials, it doubles again. Such that Generation Z is now self-identified as lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or any of that other alphabet soup, to an incidence of 20.9%. And that 20.9% actually carries 18% more girls than boys, meaning nearly 1 out of 5 boys will have no chance at finding a partner of the opposite sex. One out of five. So we went from one out of 216 to one out of five in 50 years. Or six, well, and right up actually just, well, five generations. Which is ironic because the leftist cathedral also claims that the overturning of Roe versus Wade will detrimentally affect the LGBTQ community more than other communities, which is ridiculous because the one thing that a 5'1", 250-pound mutilated woman with purple hair and a nose ring does not have to worry about is abortion. Neither does the 6'3", 200-pound mutilated man named Dorothy need to worry about an abortion. And lesbians can't procreate, and gays can't procreate, and the ones who choose to try to procreate using science over natural biology, they're obviously not going to get an abortion. So tell me again, how is it that abortion somehow affects LGBT over breeders, over the natural family, or what should be the natural family structure? Now, I will tell you that a civil war is worth being fought just on the issue of abortion. Because abortion is murder. And anyone who gets more than one abortion, or anyone who performs more than one abortion, is in fact, to some degree or another, a serial killer, and should be treated as such. Likewise, these purple-haired crazies who are in our schools, denigrating our children's education and dissuading them from healthy, happy lives with their agenda, should likewise be treated like serial killers. Child and serial and child rapists. And they should be. Now, I suppose there should be some good news. And in this particular case, there is. But it's not the good news that the average person is looking at. The average person is looking at everything and going, oh, goodness gracious, everything's going to get much, much worse. Well, the good news, dear family, dear Catholic family, is that it is going to get much, much worse. And the darker it gets in the world, the harder it is to live the faith, the easier it is to create great and heroic saints. Because in this world, in this day and age, we are so surrounded by filth and depravity that we swallow it whether we want to or not. The filth and depravity is like an ocean, and each of us, lone travelers and even groups and communities, even the parochial communities, are so surrounded and inundated with it, and it is such a tempest of a storm that there's no way to not accidentally, incidentally, and against your will imbibe that filth. That's the good news. The good news is because of that extremity of difficulty to preserve even the slightest bit of chastity, that extreme difficulty to preserve even just a little bit of humility, that test of all of your patience and all of your fortitude, the constant pressure against your prudence and temperance, and the constant denial of justice is what makes it easier when you stand, to stand. See, the problem that we have in the conservative circles, the American political conservatism, or even just the conservative circles the world over, the problem that we have with that is that they always say Judeo-Christian values, don't they? They always want to try and somehow equate Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And if Judaism and Christianity and Islam, then most certainly, obviously, Catholicism would be on a level with all of the Protestant heresies. But that's not actually true. Western civilization wasn't built on Judeo-Christian values. Western civilization was built on the gospel. It was built on the teachings given by our Lord to his apostles, handed down by those apostles to their successors, and passed on through the generations in the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. There is but one truth, and that truth was made flesh. He became man, and we beheld his glory. And all else is incompatible. Lies, dissimulation, and gaslighting. And falsehood cannot coexist with the truth. Once the truth is known, it is the truth that sets you free. Because once you align yourself to the truth, everything else becomes easy. Your decisions are much easier if you are aligned with the truth. If you are at the foot of the cross, in the shadow of our Lord's body, bathed in our Lord's blood, protected by Our Lady's mantle, then you will find more and more that you cannot coexist with these people, nor should you. Which means, here in the next few months, the conditions will be perfect for the United States of America to descend into civil war. At which point, assuming we don't manage to talk ourselves into getting nuked by Russia and her allies, the stage will be set for a calamity of global scale. Famine. Disease. Real disease. I'm not just talking about the monkeypox. Famine, disease, war, and death. That's what we have to look forward to. And remember that it is in the apocalypse that when this chastisement comes, the living will envy the dead. Because there will be very little to no respite anywhere you look, anywhere you go. Except at the high altar of our Lord. By my reckoning, we are months away. Months. The stage is set. There are really only a few more things that need to happen. Are you ready? Because come this time next year, the world that you knew will be gone. And an abomination will sit in its place. Get into a state of grace and stay there. Pray. Do penance. Make reparation. Make reparations of thanksgiving. Make supplications to God for those who won't. Do these things and you may save a few souls, including your own. Do these things and you may mitigate the worst of the chastisement to come. And this isn't a chastisement, and to be sure, do not get this twist, do not get this mixed up. This may also be a presentation of the prophecy according to Our Lady of Fatima and the many Marian apparitions that seem to confirm all of these same things. The chastisement I'm talking about is a particular chastisement due to the many myriad of sins committed by the United States, her politicians, and her citizens. That would be you and me. We made this bed. We fixed this sandwich. And we're going to have to lay in it. And we're all going to have to take a bite. Pray for the church. Pray for the nation. Intercede on others' behalves, especially the most holy souls in the holy souls in purgatory. This is Caleb the Mechanic with Radio Free Catholic. May God bless you and the Virgin protect you. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.